Welcome to Sports Life Talk.
Hey, yeah.
Cause this is Sports Life Talk.
Hey,
you rockin' with Sports Life Talk.
Sports Life Talk.
Hot topics with Sports Life Talk. So come and get you some Sports Life Talk. They let us in the game, now we calling the shots. Things will never be the same, so forget what you thought. Cause life without sports ain't nothing but talk. Here we go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound profound. Wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. Five total strangers, the five power rangers, approaching Sports Life Talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up. The topics that we bring up, we about to blow this thing. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. From the clever athlete to the yeet of the week. We got what you need, we dropping what's hot in the streets. From copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. When gossip and tea, let Kimberly pour you a dream. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, let the show begin. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, now let the show begin.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Sports Life Talk, where life without sports is just talk. I realized I needed to put my jacket on real quick just in case I raised my hands because I hadn't shaved my underarms in a minute. So I didn't want everybody to think I was Erica Badu out here. So I had to go ahead and put my jacket
on. Wait, Erica Badu don't shave her underarms?
I don't think she shaves anything.
Don't matter. You know how fine that woman is? Yeah, okay, I can live with some stuff.
Or Janelle Monae, because she don't shave either. So, but I do. For those that ask, I do. I just didn't. Anyway, what's up, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight?
Oh, we're feeling good, Jen. We were talking good backstage, man. Let's turn up. I am ready to go. Miss Madden, are you ready?
I am ready.
What about you, Jen?
Hey, man. Everybody who watching this already know M-O-T-S. Y'all know how the mouth of the South get down, man. I've been crank coming out of the womb. Let's go.
KT, introduce yourself. Who is you?
I am the head coach, KT, a.k.a. Ed Reed, because I can cover everything. And if you know Ed Reed, he's a strong safety, probably the best safety, top three to play the game ever. I am him. He is I. I am the head coach, KT.
All right. The man to the on the side of me. How you feeling this evening? I didn't want to.
Man, y'all already know who it is. It is the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG Louisianable in the building. 10 toes down with the crew. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the OGs in this thing. So super excited to be here. It's Wednesday night. If you're listening to this, you know the call to action. Get this thing popping. Let's share this episode out. We got a great one in store for all the people who've always felt like they were the backup. We're doing this one for all of the backups tonight. So we got a special one as we hold it down for Kelly Rowland.
All right, Miss Manhattan, how you feeling? Everybody got on black tonight. I have on black. I have on a black shirt. I'm scared to move my camera. I don't want to go too
far. Yeah, it's a little too far now. Go on back up now. I don't know what you're thinking. But
okay. Maybe Gary probably said. But Miss Manhattan, how you feeling this evening?
I'm good. You know, I'm always happy to be here on Wednesday. Oh, I was actually supposed to fix me a drink, so I guess whenever we do the read. Mm-hmm. I am drinking tonight, guys. Drinking tonight.
Okay, let's go. Let's drink. I'm not. I was rushing, but anyway. I'm Gemini Jones. I host this shit. I think I'm gonna get that on a shirt.
You know, you look a lot different than you did last week for some reason. I don't know what it was. You look totally different. It's a different person on here last week, but let's go.
African American Pam is back. My clone was here last week, and you know, like at the wax museum, they didn't get, you know, the coloring quite right, but you know, I'm back. All right, y'all. So this episode is 219. It is always tell y'all the date. It is April 3rd, Wednesday, April 3rd. We're honoring none other than Miss Kelly Rowland.
Calendria Roland, a singer, actress, and TV personality best known for her tenure as a member of a highly successful girl group, Destiny's Child. She achieved solo success during the group's hiatus with her debut album, Simply Deep, featuring the hit Dilemma with Nelly. Roland ventured into acting with roles in films like Freddy vs. Jason and The Seat Filler. After Destiny's Child disbanded in 2006, Roland released Miss Kelly and explored electronic dance music with Here I Am, featuring hits like Commander and Motivation. She also appeared as a judge on a talent show like The X Factor and hosted shows like Chasing Destiny. Roland's solo career has immense success with over 40 million records sold. Her contributions to music have earned her numerous awards, including 5 Grammys, and she has been recognized with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hey, I was back here, rolling the Kelly rolling, man.
No, it's just when we came back, she went there. I was like,
oh, we know this way she's going to get.
No, oh, that's right.
I was like, she must have had like an F1 race crew that was going to make a drink in 60 seconds. I don't know how she was going to pull that off. So.
All right. Well, yes, Miss Kelly Rowland is absolutely gorgeous and amazing. And I didn't think, you know, the Tyler Perry movie was that bad. I actually enjoyed it. So, you know, shout out to Kelly for diversifying her portfolio and getting into a little acting. All right, y'all. Well,
Hold on. I got to do my trivia. So if you're rocking with
trivia for us?
Yeah, I do got some trivia for us. It was funny that she talked about Kelly Rowland sold 40 million albums by herself, 60 million with Destiny. I did not know Kelly Rowland was doing it like that. We talking about 100 million albums that like that's ridiculous. But I also found out that she was part of the crew with the X Factor. So giving back to her craft, I want y'all to tell me what is the name of the group that threw that show that Kelly Rowland has been credited with forming. So she formed another girl group by using the X Factor platform, and I want y'all to tell me what was the name of that group. She actually did two groups, so I'll let you do two groups, but I just need one of the two groups that she founded using the platform of X Factor, and you will win What's Life Talk t-shirt.
Okay. All right. Y'all know what to do. Y'all ain't new to this. Y'all true to this. So it is time for the Playmaker segment. And I know y'all are...
I thought that was a trigger word, playmaker. So I hit the button.
I thought that was like the word, the move too. But then she kept talking. I was like, oh.
You know what? I got to do better because, you know, sometimes I can do it.
You had to get 3 weeks in a row. You did good. And this week you just said, you know what?
Whatever. All right. Y'all take it away.
You know, normally we have somebody that we had on from You Got Next or somebody's doing something big locally. But I want to give a shout out to all the women who played this weekend in the NCAAs, the LSUs, the UConns, South Carolina, Iowa, all of those young ladies put on a show this weekend, and they have put the world on notice. Because if you notice, how many people are talking about the men's game? Everybody's quiet, right? That's exactly how people are treating the men's game right now, because more excitement on the women's game. So shout out to them. I'm looking forward to the Final Four this weekend. So if you're not tuned in, please tune in. We got Iowa versus UConn. NC State versus South Carolina for the right to go to the national championship.
Well, it's funny. I'm going to keep rolling. I'm going to keep this train rolling, Coach. For my local athlete this week that we paying our respects to is on that NC State team, a young lady by the name of Maddie Cox, who was from Flower Mound, Texas. She was one of the top 100 players in her class. She was a freshman this year at a 6'2 freshman powerhouse who was already getting valuable minutes. She actually played in these games that helped her team to get to the Final Four. And, she was part of that Pro Skills team. You remember that, KT? She was part of that Pro Skills team that really made me fall in love with AAU basketball. So shout out to one of our local legends who will get the opportunity to watch on Saturday night in Maddie Cox.
Well, B. Jones.
Friday night.
I know we're showing love to Maddie, but don't forget about Lacey Steele, too.
Yeah, but she ain't local. Lacey is a You Got Next legend.
That's what I'm saying. She's local. If she You Got Next, she family reunion local.
She's from Edmond, Oklahoma. But, yeah, it's pretty cool to know that we got a young lady. So just to shout out our You Got Next alumni, we got Coach Raina Harmon. She's on the sideline for Iowa. We got Lacey Steele. So we got a little bit of representation in the Final Four. So I'm super excited about watching them and supporting them this weekend as well.
All right. So it is time for the new business. So on Friday evening, some friends hit me up. They wanted to go to the cigar bar. And I was like, cool, but I'm going to need to eat first. So there's this joint on Instagram I've been looking at. It is called Miami Vibes. And so we went. It is over off of Park and Midway, Carrollton area, but they say it's Plano. So I guess it's Plano. But it was very, very good. They have a daiquiri machine set up. So they have all these different daiquiris. Some have rum, some have tequila, some have Hennessy. I had the Hennessy one. I keep feeling like I got a sneeze, but it won't come out. Anyway, it was really good. I had the Cajun pasta. I got chicken and shrimp. It was really good as well. One thing I don't like, I don't understand why restaurants serve me my shrimp with the tail on it. So then I gotta, you know, pick it off and all that kind of stuff. But
I had to look into that myself, because every time I go order me a shrimp fried rice, they keep the tail on. I'm like, who got time to be doing this with rice? But apparently when you leave the tail on, they don't shrink down as bad. So the shrimp keeps its original shape somehow if they keep the tail on. I don't know how that magically happens, but that's what Google say.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, they can go ahead and shrink my shrimp down and take my tails off for me. I don't feel like working. Other than that, the drinks were really good. The ambiance is amazing. It's blue. It's very Miami-ish. Really cute spots to have a little, you know, birthday situation, you know, or whatever. And the chef there is Chef Hoppy. He was a personal chef for Deion Sanders. He has been a personal chef for Dak and Ezekiel. He has been a chef for a lot of the Cowboys. And so he is the head, I believe he's the head chef over there. And we met him too. He was really nice. And I guess the manager there, she let me, when I was waiting for my friend, she let me sample all the daiquiris. I was like, oh, thanks. Appreciate that. So really nice spot. If you get a chance to go, when you make a reservation, they only have tables of four. They don't have tables of two. However, you can go sit at the bar or invite two more people to go with you. So shout out to Miami Vibes in Plano. All right, so it is time to crush on somebody.
Now, somebody changed my crush. I don't know who did it, but...
No way. I didn't know that your crush was listed, so I'll let you...
Well, we're going to do two crushes tonight. So my crush is going to be some controversy amongst this group. That's right. We as a family, we get into it as well. And I picked Angel Reese. That's right. I wanted to show WCW love for Angel Reese, not for that dog on the court, but because she's a beautiful young lady who is more than a WNBA player or a college phenom. She is a activist. She's doing big things in our community. She's giving back, and she's quite frankly stunning. She is a gorgeous young lady. So that was my Women's Crush Wednesday. But I'm gonna let Miss Manhattan give y'all her Woman Crush Wednesday as well.
I'll save mine for next week. I'm gonna let Angel have her whole week, because she does look good. She looks
great, and somebody got an issue with that. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that on another show.
Lusting after, anyway. All right, so it is time for the kickoff question. See how I was ready that time? Yeah. All right. So Kelly Rowland, who is our cover celebrity this week, was known as the number two in Destiny's Child. We all know Beyonce is number one. But she broke out on her own and proved that she could become a number one artist by herself. So we want to give our top artists that have been in a group, maybe in the background, that came out and had a very successful career on their own. So who wants to go first?
We'll let the ladies go first.
Okay, Katie.
Okay, so my first person, I really hate to pick this person because we just have this unspoken beef, but I learned.
Does she know about it?
No, that's why I say it's unspoken. She don't know, but she's grown since then, and it doesn't take away the good from her. So I'm gonna go with Carrie Hilson.
Okay, all right. What are you shaking your head for, KT?
Carrie Hilson, have you seen her?
Hey, she back. They got a whole new tour. They got a new tour. That's her,
Carl Thomas and Tank. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm competing with Carl Thomas. But anyway, all right. So, KT, you want to give your first one?
I'm going to go Mary J. Blige.
Legend.
One of the dopest artists to ever grace this planet. You know, that auntie dance, like, you know, Gemini be doing. So, yeah, I'm going to go Mary J. Blige on mine.
Gemini be
looking like Mary J. Blige out there. Come on. Keep on going.
Like Sexy Red. B. Jones?
My first one, I'm going to go with, speaking of legends, I got to go with John Legend. I didn't even know John Legend was a backup until I started doing research. I'm going to tell you, I love music, but I'm not a music junkie like my cohorts here. And so I had to actually go Google this and look into it. And then I saw John Legend on it. So I started looking into it, and he was a beast. And he had did some backup work before he actually got into the forefront and became a front man.
Okay. So I'm going to go with my first one, because I'm going to go ahead and get this out the way, because I'm sure none of y'all know who this person is. It's Taylor Dane. And
who is Taylor Dane?
Who is Taylor Dane?
She's a white singer, right?
Yes, and she used to sing back up for Mariah Carey. But KD, do you remember when we went out last summer and that song came on? And I was like, damn it. And I was like, nobody else knows this song. Yeah, she sings that.
She's like a blonde. I remember Taylor Dane.
Tell me, I'm the only one. Is this really love or just a game?
Yeah, that's Pam's song, y'all. So if it comes on when y'all are with her, she is going to sing it like
I slipped back into the third grade. Okay,
hey, but you actually did a good little riff there, Pam. I got to give you props on that one. You did a good job with that.
I can sing and I can dance and I can cook. All right, Miss Manhattan, back at you. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get my number two since I'm still talking. I'm gonna go with Kelly Price.
Legend. Another one.
Price. Yeah.
I don't know where she disappeared to last year, but I still love Mr. Kelly Price.
I think the youngsters just don't know Kelly Price, though. I mean, do y'all let's be honest, Miss Manhattan. Do you know Kelly Price?
I know Kelly Price, but I only know like a song, and I couldn't name it off the top of my head. It would have to be playing, and I know the song.
Probably.
Yeah. Kelly had her moment. She was one of the hottest.
With R. Kelly and Ron Isley.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Katie?
So my second person, I was torn because there is sisters, and there's another sister that had a successful career, I'd say. But I'm gonna have to go with Toni Braxton. So, you know, she was in the group with the sisters. So I'm gonna choose Toni.
Was Toni not the lead singer? So who was the lead singer at first?
There wasn't really a lead, I don't think.
You know, they all can sing.
But Toni stepped out on her own and became popular. I didn't know.
You know, Babyface brought her on. He discovered Toni.
Okay. I got it. So she was a backup for Babyface.
I want her.
Okay. Yeah. And then her sisters would be her backup singers. Mm-hmm. When she
Braxton, was yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, but they all can sing. It's pretty amazing when they put their little songs together on their old show. What is it?
Somebody would just sit at the piano and then they would just bust out singing. Like, I love it.
But the funny thing about Toni Braxton is you think she's about Gemini's height.
Why would you think that? She like 5'2".
Yeah, why?
No, no. I'm saying when she first came out, she, because of her voice, you would think that she was like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she can go.
You know what I mean?
She like 5'2".
Yeah, she is 5'2", but she cold.
She's 5'2".
She's 5'2",
and she's
5'2". 5'2", well, she 5'2". I don't mind if I do. Come on, KT.
All right.
I'm going to save him for last. I'm going to go Angie Stone. A lot of people don't know about Angie Stone. You know, D'Angelo's baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty, what are you going to say, B?
That name never came up in
that's why I switched it. Nobody was gonna say her, so I switched it up. I got a lot of them.
Godly, all right.
Well, in post production, somebody took my other one, I gave it to him, so let's go.
All right, so here we go. My second one, I'm gonna change the pace. I'm a rule breaker. Y'all know who I am. I'm from Louisiana, so I gotta break rules. And if y'all remember this line, y'all know who I'm talking about. After you back it up, then stop, then wop, 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 drop it like it's hot. That's right. Lil Wayne was not the go-to rapper when he was rapping on Cash Money. He was part of the Hot Boys, and he was not even the main singer or the main rapper in the Hot Boys. It was BG and Juvenile were the two main guys, and Lil Wayne came out of the background from just that one. That was his first time making it on the main stage. Just went back at, Drop It Like It's Hot was Back That Thing Up was a big one, and so you know, and history is written. He's the most popular one out of all of them.
Yep. All right, so last round I'm gonna go with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I think that's probably the number one out of all of them. Would y'all agree to that? Yes. Yeah, I think Whitney Houston is one, number one, probably the greatest backup ever.
And then you probably go Mariah Carey or Luther. But you know,
oh my goodness,
I know. Well, somebody just put it on the screen and threw me off. B, it ain't gonna mess you up. But did y'all know that song "Don't Look Any Further" by Dennis Edwards?
Oh, baby.
Don't look any further.
Have you seen that video?
Junior Mafia and them stole that beat of Forget Money.
They did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that song was originally for Whitney Houston and Jermaine Jackson when they was, I guess, dating. Spooning.
Who next?
Whitney dated, okay? Before she married Bobby. Okay. All right, B. Jones, who you got?
For my last one, I got to go against the grain. I don't know R&B like they do, so I'm going to go with I Clown Around When I Hang Around with the Underground. That's right. I'm going with Tupac Shakur, who was a backup rapper on Digital Underground. He only had on that All Around the World, the same song. He was one of the kind of a forethought or a back thought, and then all of a sudden he came out with Round Away Girl and that whole Brenda's Got a Baby and all that whole album, and it just took. It took off. So my third one and final one is going to be Tupac Shakur.
Well, I climb around when I hang around with
the underground girl who used to climb. When I come around.
They used to diss me. Beach, you throw me out. Stop.
People change.
Don't forget July. Huh? Same song. Won't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Nice guy.
All right. I'm going to go with Mr. Charlene himself.
Come on home.
Anthony Hamilton. Now, y'all can't say that first album ain't fire. What were you going to say, KD?
I was going to say, who was he singing with before he went solo?
He was a backup singer. You want to know about that? Go to Google, because that's where they told me. I didn't have enough time to go and see what group he actually sang with. I didn't know I was going to be confronted with that. Maybe I should be prepared next time, Jim.
Hey, in all fairness, I came up with Wayne and Tupac on my own. I had to look up John Legend, KT, because I didn't know too many R&B singers.
I looked up every single one of them on my list. So I apologize, KD. I will be better prepared next time to answer your question.
I'll go. I just learned. I was today years old. So I'll go. I'll do the research.
Okay. All right. My last one,
I learned this. I was tonight years old, too. Mariah Carey.
Probably
so
number
she's two. Backup singer Okay, yeah, didn't know that. But
you must not watch that movie. What's the name of that movie that flopped? So
Glitter? Glitter, yes. It was Glitter.
Glitter. Sure. Glitter. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really good movie. So I liked it. I don't know.
Has Mariah Carey ever been a cover athlete, or have we ever honored Mariah Carey in 5 years?
I'm pretty sure in our lost archives there's some Mariah Carey somewhere, but guess what? The next couple of months, we honor Mariah.
Yes. Yes.
I had a vision of love.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. When she hit that note, y'all, I'm telling you, when I'm in the car by myself, I can hit that note. Promise you I can.
B. Jones, you know, Katie, that's straight cap. Ain't no way you hitting that note.
And everybody hit that good note.
No, good note.
Everybody get that note in their car by themselves and in the shower. This is automatic. You sound like you got to be ready for a deal when you by yourself in the shower or driving your car.
Please record yourself hitting that note.
I will. The acoustics, it helps. Anyway.
It's more acoustics in the world going to make your voice sound like Mariah. I forget that. I'm sorry.
Hey, but let's last but not least make sure we show the Kelly Rowland. Is probably in the top, I would say top at least five or six. Would y'all agree with that? Maybe eight-ish on that list. Kelly Rowland is up there though, as far as backups that made a name for themselves.
Yeah,
what we'll about give Michelle Williams?
What about her? She was a part of Destiny's Child. She wasn't a bad singer, but
she's a survivor. Yeah, she put out some
She ain't on the degree of Kelly Rowland, though. Come on now.
No.
She acts too. Anyway, it's time for the Manhattan Project.
B is crazy talking about she's a survivor.
Hey, Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland status on this show. I tell y'all, this is going too far. Michelle Williams sounds the exact same on every song.
No change.
She's like the Gabrielle Union of singers.
Pipe down. It was a joke.
I'm going on. Go ahead. What we got? Sorry.
All
right.
Just went ahead and let's go.
All right. So did y'all save that picture? Did y'all get the picture from the group chat?
Of the nails?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did y'all save it? Are you going to be able to post it?
This is what you have to do. You just showed us that pic. You did say it was for the show, but
is that amazing?
We didn't know that we need to do our research. We didn't know that we needed to bring a pic.
Is this amazing? No.
I wanted y'all to post that picture. I sent it to y'all so y'all could put it on the show tonight. Anyways, okay. So Jared McCain, he plays for Duke. And he's a cutie, by the way. So y'all should go check out his TikTok if y'all are interested in seeing a cutie. He pins a deal with Sally Henson. So he is a dude who likes to get his nails done and he gets his nails painted. So it was tons of talk about him getting a beauty deal being a man. But just last week, we were praising Caitlyn for getting the big three offer. And I think it's the same for this too. The fact that you're able to be creative and do things like this, I think is dope. And then to get a deal. So my question, I had sent the group a picture and I wanted y'all to post it. And it was a chick's hand of her nails, like kind of long like mine. And she had them, let's just say I had them, they're this color. And then her dude got his nails done too, but he has like designs, and the designs like match my nails. If y'all's girl asked y'all to do that, would y'all do it?
No,
I don't want my man doing that.
Why do we got to? Why we got to do all that? Why I get my nails painted? That's
one nail. Yeah, one nail. How about one nail?
Why do you need it painted? Why do you need the hearts? I would have never known he got his nails done if he didn't put the little stupid hearts on there.
No, I'm not doing it.
I would pay my nail for my girl. I mean, if that's what she wanted, I mean, why not? What difference do it make? Like, who cares?
Exactly. What difference does it make? Why do I need to paint my nails?
Because your woman wants you to do that to make her feel connected to you. It's a connection. It's about we won as a team, and I'm willing to do something for you. The same reason why daughters and sons cut their hair off when their mom's going through certain things, like, you know, they're going to
kids. That's on a whole another scale, B. Jones. You took it to another scale. That's not the same.
It's eccentric, but it is the same. It's an act of service, or it's an act of sacrifice for somebody else. I have no problem with doing it. Am I a fan of me rocking around, you know, rock painting my nails? No. But especially if it's for a better cause, I would definitely do it.
It's got to be a better cause than just my woman want me to do it. That makes zero sense.
Why not? Why not? Your woman ain't special enough for you to paint one nail for KT?
Why do I need to paint a nail? That's like me. Oh, you going to go get a just for no reason?
Why do women need to get tattoos? Why do men need to tattoo somebody's name on their finger or on their neck or whatever? Why do they need to put lips tattooed on it? It's a sign of respect and love and admiration.
No, it's a sign of stupidity. You put stuff on your body, they'll be gone the next week.
Well, you know what? You might not be able to get a tattoo off, but I guarantee you can go buy some fingernail polish remover and get them nails cleaned off again.
Or you cannot put it on there from the very start. You don't have to work with nothing.
You know what? I will say this. Now, if Rain says, Daddy, I want to practice on, you know, my nail painting skills, I need you to be my muse. Okay, that's different. But just, I can't see just a regular woman being like, hey, babe, I just went and got these designs. Can you do yours the same? Like, and then we're going to go somewhere and then we're going to Instagram.
We can't see that because we were born in a different period. But these kids think totally different. Dudes are painting their nails. You got Caleb Williams, who is potentially about to be the number one draft pick, who paints his nails before games. I mean, it's a different world. This dude that you're talking about, yeah, I saw the picture. I wish I would have showed the picture of the guy from Duke. He is a monster. He is a dog. And because of something that's a hot, controversial topic like painting nails, which I don't see how that matters, which way, north, south, or east or west, but it matters. So he doesn't, and now the whole world is talking about it. I have no problem with him painting his nails.
If you want to paint your nails, I'm all for it. But she asked me, would I paint mine? The answer is no.
And I don't want my man with his, I don't want us to have matching nails. Let's get matching cars.
Like, if you do and you want to do that, then go ahead and do it. But that's on you. But I'm not painting mine.
You act like the dude getting French tips or something. Like, he getting
next, B. Jones. Oh, I want you to get French tips. Then he going to be like, okay, I got you. Then what you going to say?
Next thing you know, you come home, he got your damn drawers on.
What's going to be next, B?
How much do you love that woman?
Hey, this lipstick will look real good on you. I mean, golly.
You can't even type on a keyboard. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I go paint y'all nails, young guys. Y'all do y'all thing, man.
Be you. Whatever makes you comfortable, just know that the head coach, KT, is not painting his nails.
Nope.
Now, I'll say this. If you get like some clear where you can barely see, then yeah, but you doing that, you putting little rubies and hearts. Come on now.
Get bedazzled all the way out, KT. Go out, man. Do your thing, man.
No.
I mean, the furthest I'm going to go is if you wear black, but it's got to go with you. Like, you can't be a businessman with a suit on and you got black polish. Like, you need to be into the arts or something for me.
It is 2024, the year of the Mamba. Don't nobody care no more.
You know what, Jones? You know what? I'm doing my own nails these days. I'm gonna bring my kid over to your house and I'm gonna hook you up for next show.
I want MOTS on these joints, and I'm telling you,
I can't do all that.
I'm holding them up just like that. Nobody care.
I'll be like, he's over there. I'm going over.
I'll see you on Sunday afternoon. And I want my $20.
I want the state of Louisiana on this one. I just want the whole state. So when I throw people to, you know, I can do all kind of stuff with this. Let's go.
Hey, KD, move on, please.
All right. So are y'all talking about football in the pick six? Or can I talk about
I don't have no sports today for the pick six. Since y'all iced me out last week, I said, you know what, I'm having fun today in the pick six.
So I'm going to discuss a little bit of football. So Stephon Diggs to the Texans, right?
What is going on this show? We got Miss Manhattan talking about trades in the NFL.
Yeah, Joey's man.
Are we under attack? What is going on?
It's his brother. Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you go first, KT.
Yeah. So my question, does this shine a better light on Houston? And do y'all see
them? We can cut you off right there. This makes them damn near unstoppable. What's the running back that just got B. Jones? Joe Mixon.
Yep, they got Joe Mixon.
They got Tank Dell. They got
Nico Collins.
Nico Collins. And now you add Stephon to that group.
Yeah.
With a young quarterback.
Who is going to bring some leadership to that wide receiver? Because you got to remember, Nico and Tank, they were rookies last year. So this will definitely allow them to get more mature. But I'm not a huge fan of the move. And I know people are going to blast me. I know they're going to call me crazy and all of that stuff. But let's not forget that Stephon Diggs, who we've honored on this show, Stephon, so I like you. But you had a falling out in Minnesota. It didn't end well there. You went to Buffalo. You got Josh Allen, which is, in my opinion, a top five quarterback. This team is consistently knocking on the door going to the Super Bowl. Y'all have literally been maybe one or two plays away in 3 years from making it to the Super Bowl. And yet you find reason to get into it with the coach, with the starting quarterback. I just don't think this is – now, don't get me wrong. Stephon Diggs' talent is superior. He's a top 10 wide receiver in the league. But when you look at what Texans established last year, you got a rookie quarterback. You got these rookie wide receivers. You got this rookie defensive end. That is a young locker room. We don't need an old cantankerous veteran to come in here, want things his way with his prickly attitude and his spicy behavior. We don't need that in the culture of this team. You got D'Amico Ryans, who's a defensive-minded coach. He ain't gonna take all that blase whoop de whoop and attitude out of no prima donna offensive juggernaut. So I don't like the move. I would have wished they, you know, Zoe, I gotta give a shout out to my boy Zoe Riggins. He actually talked to me about this when we was texting earlier today. I think T. Higgins would have been a better trade. I like you going to get a T. Higgins. He's a better fit for that culture and that locker room. And I think T. Higgins has been used to playing with other guys. He's willing to share the ball. I don't think Stephon is going to be pleased when Nico getting 12, Tank getting 8, 9, and he only getting 6 or 7 opportunities. And then they're going to start forcing him. So I'm not a huge fan of the deal. I love the deal. Texans got him at a budget rate, but I'm not sure that this is going to take them over the top as you said, KT.
But once, if he does act up, they can get rid of him after this year. So,
yeah, it's a 1 year deal. And to the other side of that, you are right. They just boosted up. You have to have 3 legitimate pass catchers in today's NFL. You either have to have 2 wide receivers and a tight end, or you got to have 3 wide receivers that gives their quarterback options, because these cornerbacks and these defenses have gotten really good. So, what he's going to do to open up that offense is going to be prolific.
Okay. Well, y'all both answered my question, so thank you. The show of the season is Griselda on Netflix. Are y'all done with the series, or where are y'all at?
I'm not done with the series because I was watching X-Men 97. I thought I was doing X-Men 97.
We were doing both. I watched Griselda.
Okay. Well, I watched Griselda tonight. We can finish it off
next
week. I don't
appreciate from the 2 up top, y'all didn't tell me it was subtitles, so I had to read. The majority of it. The majority of it was
85%.
If you look down in text, you didn't miss like somebody get their head chopped off and everything on that show. That show is crazy.
Hey, it's 85%. It's 85%. So you can't watch it sleeping because
you're going to miss everything.
You're going to have half of it.
Yep. So do we need to touch on it? Are we going to close it out now, or we're going to?
I can only add in content on what I saw the first 3. So I'll tell you right now, I'm at the point where they just literally had the forum and they stole the business from her. She went in the club and then she was out in the foyer and they told her like, hey, you out. We can't do nothing with you. So I don't know how she's going to get back in. But that's the point I'm at right now. So I think I'm at the end of episode 3.
When that dude stole her product and got it back and then did the business on him.
Whew. I ain't seen that yet. So I can't wait to get there. Well, I'm going to crack that thing up. So next Wednesday, y'all come back. We're going to definitely talk some Griselda. Please. But is it more than 3 episodes on this X-Men 97?
The 4th, or is it just 3 episodes? Tuesday.
Okay, so we watched it as it go along. Okay, all right. So we'll talk about X-Men 97 down the road. Okay.
Yeah, I watched the one for Tuesday today.
Okay.
It wasn't as good as the other 3, But
yeah, it wasn't keeping my attention. And maybe because, like, I expect them to sound like what they sound like, non-cartoons. So I need Hugh Jackman. No, I need
you gotta realize, Gemini, with them, these are the original voice characters from like 20 years ago.
I don't
really, like, are you serious, KT?
I believe some of them did come back to reprise their roles.
I didn't know that.
I don't know them people. So
also, Kevin, I don't remember Morph. I don't remember growing up with this Morph. I remember Bishop.
I remember Morph. He wasn't like a real big character, but I do remember him. But when he's talking, I don't even really pay attention to him on the show.
Yeah, I like his character though. If I had to choose,
I like how they did Cyclops. How he should really be.
Yeah, Cyclops was cold.
The movie did him no justice.
No justice. This Cyclops can fly like the way he can use his laser. Yeah.
That's how it should be.
That was fire. That new Cyclops is dope. We're gonna talk about X-Men 97. I ain't gonna spoil it for everybody. Let's get it going. Let's go.
All right, Katie.
All right, that's all I got for the Manhattan Project.
All right. So for the Uncut Gems, did you guys?
Oh, sorry.
Did you guys do your homework? Do you have your three songs?
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
What was the three?
Wow. Oh, I knew I was forgetting something. I don't have mine together. So y'all.
You have three songs. You had to.
Let's just do lyrics. One. Let's just do one this week.
Me and Jim and I did the assignment.
We never get to none of the other show. Like last week, we was at an hour and 10 minutes. We can only do, I mean, come on, man. We had the 42-minute mark.
Man, you always do two or three or something. I'm doing three today. I did my assignment.
Yeah, well, Kevin can do mine. What's the
assignment was you needed to come with lyrics from a song, and we were supposed to guess what song it was.
Okay. I got one song I know I could do.
All right, KT, go first.
Freely.
Wait. But you can't sing it. You have to like say it.
I wasn't finna sing it.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you want to hear my voice, but
no, it was for the other two that didn't complete their homework.
Oh yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Freely, completely, everything you want, I'll be. Good love down to the last drop. I'm not gonna stop.
Loving you.
And you.
Every day.
Horrible. What song is that? What song is that?
Mary J. Blige, Love No Limit.
Okay, I Kevin, you don't. I just learned that you drive around the city listening to Mary J.
Dude, I listen to all type of music.
I just learned to do this in the car.
You know what I did to him last time? Y'all remember how he's trying to be funny with the Usher? Mm-hmm. So he came to my crib. We jammed the Usher all the way to this AAU tournament. So now we're playing Mary J. Blige.
Usher was rolling too.
All right,
let's go, Gemini. Let's hear yours.
Oh, mine is 54-11, size 7 and girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. The
curls.
That's DMX. I know that much.
I remember you
from way back.
I'm going down.
Yeah. All right. I got one. So mine is going to be, y'all ain't gonna get this one. Swimming on the timeless currents of pure bliss. Fantasies in a changing with each kiss, undying passion unites our soul. Together we swim until the point of no control.
That's LL Cool J.
Halo by LL. Gemini, you're actually pretty good. He actually used to work in the Sam Goody, and you cold. Yeah, hey, this game is I'm gonna get you on my team next time.
All right, Katie, what you got?
Okay, I'm going to skip the first line. Okay. Saying come over because she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tone. Why is she calling now after so long?
That sounds like Drake.
It's gonna be. That's I can't remember.
You want me to say it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Saying come over because she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tone. Why is she calling now after so long?
Is it the older artist?
Yeah.
Define
what older. Is that, Selena?
Y'all don't know it? Yeah, do y'all give up?
Oh, no, wait. It's not Toni Braxton, is it?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Me either.
All right, it's Maya, Case of the X. So,
we just honored Maya. Yes. 3 weeks ago.
We know all the lyrics of her song, B. Jones. We honored her. Can I just do one more?
Oh, we all got one more.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jim. Go.
All right, hold on. Let me see which one. I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call.
That's all you gonna give us?
Yeah, that's not much.
I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day.
Your day. I don't remember.
I don't know that one.
Nobody? And the point of
it all, I love you. There's no reason for
it. All right, shout out to Anthony Hamilton. All right, KT.
Spitting at adversaries envious after me, I'd rather die before they capture me, watch me bleed. Mama, come rescue me. I'm suicidal thinking thoughts. I'm innocent, so there'll be bullets flying when I'm caught.
That's Tupac, but I don't know what song it is.
It's my favorite Tupac song.
It's Tupac. I know that for a fact. It's when he said the adversary, yeah, gave it away. I just don't know what Tupac song that is, KT. Which one is it?
Your mama.
So many battlefield scars, but I've driven in plush cars. My life as a rap star is nothing without Ambitions of a Rider.
There we go.
Ambitions of a Rider. Yeah. All right, here we go. For mine, in the morning, I can fix you breakfast, baby. Get you ready for work. Let me be
your housekeeper, girl.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I can fix your breakfast.
Hey, that's Men of Vision. Men of Vision, right?
Yes.
Men of Vision.
I'm jamming that last week too, B. So guess what? I'm going to put that on for you too. How about that?
All right, B. KD. She's looking at one.
I had one, but y'all aren't going to know. Y'all are not going to know it. So
do something that's like
semi-easy. Semi-hard.
I got my last one too. I'm ready to go.
I'm going to go with this one because I don't know. All right. So, girl, when the valet pulled the Benz up off to the crib, shawty, where we going to end up? Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on.
That's Drake.
Nick Cannon? Who is this?
Trey Songz.
What is it?
Invented.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You're right. All right, y'all got one more? Y'all got one more? Y'all want to do one more?
Come on, let's go.
One more. I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
is it me? You want me to go?
Yes, you. Then I'll go.
Okay. To see your pretty face, I think KT will know this one. To see your pretty face, I've got to stay cool. Girl, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Ooh, the way you receive me.
I have nowhere. Y'all, somebody say a lifeline in the comments. I need somebody to throw me a ball.
Say it again real quick.
Where did I start? To see your pretty face, I've got to stay cool. Break it down. Girl, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Ooh, the way you receive me.
I'm going to be mad at myself.
Probably, because I know you know this song. I don't expect KD to know it, but it's Tevin Campbell. I just want to be alone.
Don't nobody listen to no Tevin Campbell.
I just want to be alone with you.
Next week. When the next time we play this game, let's set some
standards. Hey, Tevin Campbell, go.
The song better be a top 10 song or something. Like, hey. No diehard Tevin Campbell. I can ask everybody in the world, and nobody gonna say Tevin Campbell is in my top five. I'm sorry. No.
But I love Tevin Campbell. Go back and listen to
it. It was all about the song, loving the song.
Lord have mercy. All right.
Y'all gonna get this one, especially you, Gemini.
Okay, let's go.
It didn't take much time to think about it, but I didn't want to move too fast.
Ooh.
Because I knew that when I saw you again.
Yeah, I know this
one. I wouldn't want to let you pass.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's Drew Hill. Beauty. Yeah. Beauty was her name.
Walks by me every day.
Walks by me every day.
Love all the same.
One that has stolen
my heart. And Deidre is her name.
All right, B. Jones, y'all was talking about how long this was taking. B. Jones, go ahead with yours.
All right. The girl is on standby, waving just to say hi. Did I stop? No. I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next block. The block was dead, so I headed to the next stop. And I'm going to leave it at there.
Ooh,
and that's another one I should know, but I'm going to be real with you tonight. I don't know that.
The girl is on standby, waving just to say hi. Did I stop? No. I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next block. Doom, 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 doom. Ice, ice, baby.
So we can't do Kevin.
You know my ice, ice, baby. That was a Ninja Turtles thing song at one point.
No, but you know what? No, everybody on this thing, if I had said the girl is on standby waving just to say hi, did I stop? No, I just drove by, kept on.
You said it like that then. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, everybody on here know Vanilla Ice. That was one of the most popular songs.
Everybody know Tevin Campbell.
No, nobody know Tevin Campbell.
All right. My last one, I'm just gonna give y'all one line because I feel like it's easy. So call
632-2135. Dang, hold on.
Call 632-2135.
I know that song and I can't think of the melody to go along with that one.
Is that? Oh, that's 77793.
Y'all ready?
Maybe I'm thinking of a different song.
I'm gonna sing the whole song now. So whatever you want, girl, you know I can provide whatever you need. Call 632-2135.
Tony. Yes. What makes you think that I would try to run a game on you?
Just as sure as my name is.
Hello. You must have just Googled that. How did you know that one? Nothing from the 90s.
Let me tell y'all. So this song she was singing and she was like, I forgot what she told me, but I did not know that he says a phone number in that song. So I had been listening to that song for all these years and did not know. But the truth is, like, I never heard the original for the first time. I always heard the remake. So Ludacris was the first remake. So I don't think it says it on there. And then Ty Dolla $ign has a remake of it too.
Well, so, the original is the best.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the drop.
It is time for the drop.
Hey. So Beyonce dropped her Cowboy Carter album. Are y'all a fan or is this a flop?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't call it a flop. Sometimes I'm one of those type of people that got to listen to something two or three times and all of a sudden it'll stick with me. On first impression, though, there were a few songs that I like. Tyrant, I think it was called Tyrant. I love Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus was my favorite song on the album. And it was like a couple of other joints. Everybody was talking about this Jolene. Like, it was sung already. Like, that song was already done by Dolly Parton. I don't know what she did change. Maybe she did a couple of vocal runs, but I wasn't overly impressed with Jolene. But I love Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. I hope they do a video with that one and really blow that one up because it's kind of the best of both worlds, and it's a dope song.
So, you know, Jolene is a true story, right, about Dolly Parton.
Yeah, but that's Dolly Parton joint, though. Like Dolly
Parton has always said she wanted to hear Beyonce sing that song.
Really?
Dolly Parton has
Somebody else sang it before Beyonce. A couple people have sang that song.
Didn't know that.
But she specifically said she wanted to hear, somebody was interviewing her, and she said.
I think Reba sung it, too. I think Reba McEntire did Jolene as well.
I like that song. She say, don't come around here with all that, Jolene. All right, go ahead.
KT, did you have an opinion or no?
Oh, I like the Tyrant, the Texas Hold'em, Spaghetti. Yes, I liked it. It was different. I was walking for like an hour, so I got a chance to listen to the whole album. So
How you walk to that? Oh my goodness, that was a miserable walk.
Well, I had to do that because I knew we were going to talk about the album.
Yeah.
On this show, so I listened to it. I listened to some Kelly Rowland too. So,
okay.
All homework, B. I did some homework.
I liked it, but I'm still on Act One with Renaissance, so that's my preference. And then this week, Bryson Tiller is dropping his self-titled album. So that's what we'll be listening to between now and then. So make sure y'all do y'all's homework.
I'm going to listen to that Bryson. I've been waiting for Bryson Tiller to drop something new. And the reason being is because these kids come on our You Got Next show. And we'd be like, who are your top five? KT asked, who are your top five? And they always say Bryson Tiller. I'm like, what do y'all know about? Y'all was 13 years old when Bryson Tiller was hot. Now all of a sudden, you know, they jamming this Bryson Tiller. So I'm ready for him to do some new music. I'm super excited about this one.
Yep. And it's supposed to be his last album. I believe he's going to get into programming with gaming. So last album. So hopefully it's the best, but we'll see.
He doing that for clicks. He ain't leaving the game.
Yeah. No. What you got for the coaches group this week?
Well, we are honoring Kelly Rowland. So I did listen to like the majority of her songs when I was walking. So she had a song with Eve and it's called Like This.
Yeah,
this episode is Like This by Kelly Rowland featuring Eve.
That's the one song I went listen to because I was like, she got a joint with Eve on it, and that was the one song I pulled it up on my YouTube. So, all right, for the sneaker, we already saw this sneaker, but it's actually about to happen. This shoe is coming out next week, so be on the lookout for the Jordan Retro OG Highs Artisanal Red. I can't remember what the lady said, but I thought this was a dope sneaker. Kind of got that cranberry, kind of Merlot type look. It's not quite purple, but it's not red or what is that? What is that color? Burgundy. So it doesn't have those tones to it, but it's definitely, it's all leather, so the shoe gonna stand out. So is you getting artisanal reds or you passing on this one?
I'm gonna pass on because I already got the other ones.
Yeah, I kind of got a pair that looks similar to it, but I think this is one I could even still add to my collection because the texture is going to be different. And the Nike
check is different. It's a different color.
And the pop on it, it's going to come off. The hues and the color is going to come off a little bit different when the light hit it. But what about you, Manhattan?
I like it, but not for me.
All right. Anyway, what about you, Gemini Jones? Oh Lord!
You know what?
Going forward, the drop with KT and B Jones, we'll be talking about it.
Nike ain't gonna never give us no money. Y'all keep dogging their shoes.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said I'm not gonna get them. There should be two.
That's saying things. You don't like them, so you're not gonna get them. The whole thing is, if you like them, you get them. Cop.
Next week, I'm gonna pull some Cortez Nikes up and see if they like those. But all right, here we go. I ain't gonna turn the music on, but welcome to the Pick Six. We got a couple of questions I want to go through with y'all. The question number one is, I want y'all to look at this Iowa and LSU situation. I want you to tell me that if you were in a heated rivalry with another school. So this is the thing. Would you rather win the national title defeating this team in front of everybody, in front of the second most watched game ever, or would you want to be on the revenge tour and win the game to go to the Final Four in front of the most watched crowd ever? So you got a choice. You can win the national title, which is the biggest game. You're guaranteed to get a ring in front of the second most people, but you're on the front side, or would you rather lose that first one, come back, win the second one to go to the Final Four? So who would you rather been, LSU or Iowa? You going with LSU, KT?
Give me the ring. Give me the ring.
What about you, Gemini?
Something about revenge that I like.
I know. That's what got me, too. It's like that story of Caitlin Clark losing last year, getting, you know, Angel Reese doing the thing, and then all of a sudden in front of the whole crowd, in front of the whole world, everybody was watching this game. It's the most watched women's college basketball game in the history, and you not only go to the Final Four, but you drop 41 points, you redeem yourself. It's something enticing about that option. But we'll let Miss Mahan do the tiebreaker. What do you think, Miss Mahan?
I think I'm gonna go with the redemption one, like redeeming yourself, and yeah.
Yeah, I'm an LSU fan.
Tell the whole story, but you got your revenge. But do you know if you're gonna win the ring?
All right. Number two. Pick number two. I have just recently found out that it is a lot of people who don't rock with peanut butter and jelly. Can somebody talk? Do my three co-hosts, do y'all rock with peanut butter and jelly? Jim and I will start with you.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what about me made you think that I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So you don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Miss Manhattan, do you eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Oh my goodness.
Ask again. Look at the two of us and what made you think you eat peanut butter?
It got nothing to do with looks. It's like when you grew up,
You grow up eating PB&Js.
I think for me, who eats jelly? Like,
oh so my,
you be eating some dry ass biscuits, KD?
Just get your pinky up. I'm just saying, what do you put honey on your biscuits?
No, maybe just butter.
So so y'all are not alone.
Taking off food with you or shoes anymore. God,
it's a lot of people that don't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I'm not understanding this. Because I come from the bottom. I grew up on PB.
It has nothing to do with growing up on the bottom, B. Jones. That's just something that you ate as a kid.
I did eat them as a kid. But it was always hard. It was hard to.
KT, put too much peanut butter on yours. You need to put more jelly.
I love the more peanut butter than the jelly. I like it when it's got that gooey. You hit that thing and peanut butter all.
B. Jones, these are the same two that said if a guy took them on a picnic date and brought Taco Bell, they'd be happy with it.
So KT, so KT, would you go in the kitchen right now and make you a PB&J at midnight, man, and down
one of them? I may go into a diabetic shock, but hell yeah, I'll go eat some. Yeah, I would.
I don't keep peanut butter or jelly or bread. Like,
oh my goodness.
What do you eat? Lettuce? What are you eating?
I don't put them together. I have peanut butter that I use with my apples. And then I have jelly that Terrence primarily uses. And then I have bread for the sandwiches.
That is horrible. All right. Second to last one. So I'm going to let Jim and I go last on this one. But Jim and I texted us the other day that Tesla sent her a code and said, hey, we're going to give you auto self-drive supervised for 30 days free. And it got me to thinking. I had to sit back and start thinking about this. My question to the nation is, if you had a Tesla, or any car, I don't care what it is, are you comfortable with sitting in a vehicle that is driven strictly 100% by technology? Every turn, every red light, changing lanes, controlling speed, everything is by electronic car. We'll start with you, Miss Manhattan. Are you able? Are you confident enough? And would you sit behind the steering wheel of a car that you are not touching anything and you just ride and there's no other humans in the car?
Okay, yes, I would drive, but yes, I'm also a little scared.
You got to pick one. So as you getting in that car and letting that car take you to work?
Yeah, I like to live my life on the edge, so yeah.
KT, is you getting in the car driven by a computer?
So B. Jones, I'm going to answer your question with a question. If I'm in a car that's driving by itself and it runs a light, do you think the police are going to believe, hey, my car is driving itself? I ran this light.
No, but supposedly the AI software ain't gonna run a light, KT. Supposedly,
we know AI. I've seen iRobot. I don't know if y'all watched that movie before.
I watched Minority Report. Gemini. I saved you last because tell us about this experience. So, what was it like getting in the car with no driver? You sitting in the car and it took you around the town.
I don't know how to turn it on.
Good for you. Because honestly, when you sent that message, I said, she ain't going to make it on Wednesday night.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out how to get this in there. It's in my car because it said, you now have it. It pops up. And then I'm like, okay, cool. But then I'm like, oh, well, maybe yesterday I went to Home Goods. And so maybe I need to put the address in there for it to know exactly where to go. I put the address in there and y'all, I took my foot off the brake in the car of the gas.
Hey, well, you need to get an instruction, man, but don't do it. Leave it alone. Just drive your car.
But let me finish. So when I got to Home Goods, I was about to, you know, whip it in and back it into a spot. The car said, we got this. It said, would you like for us to park for you? And I hit the yes button.
And it parked. It parked cool. I mean, like it was no.
I wish I didn't have my phone out to actually record it, but it did. It lined everything up. It had it, and I just sat back and watched. The wheel was turning. And
yeah, you know what? I don't consider myself to be an old head. You know, I love embracing technology. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with a computer taking me down in the state at 75 miles per hour. I don't know if I'm cool with that. Maybe going through a parking lot, I'm okay with, you know, hopefully he don't use no little kids as a speed bump or nothing, but that right there,
one of the cool features that it does that I also want to try to test out as soon as I figure out how it works is if it's raining and I come out the movie theater, and my car gonna come get me.
Come pick you up.
You can summon your car. I want to try that.
I need to see it done. Yeah, please keep your camera out and start recording some footage of this because I got to see it in that application.
But B. Jones, think about this though. Going to like these out of town places.
Now on a highway like that, I probably would.
You know what though? See, that's my thing. If I could get comfortable with this, just think now you can leave somewhere at midnight. You can just get in the car, go to sleep, let it go. You can travel.
No. It says supervised.
So you got to be awake.
Oh, well, that's crap technology. I want to go to sleep.
Drive. You know a dude died like that, right? When it first came out, they had road barriers. They were doing some construction on the road. The car didn't pick up the construction, ran slap into it, and the dude died in a Tesla. So yes. I'm just saying, take your chances.
It's all super guys. You can't, I mean, yeah, you can eat your Chick-fil-A, but you still need to be ready to grab the wheel or ready to put your, like, you can't just sit in the passenger seat and be like, all right.
Yeah, go. Yeah. All right, man. Last question. Since we're paying homage to Kelly Rowland, I don't know what made me think about this, but the fact that Kelly Rowland got Mea Culpa, which is on Netflix right now. And then, of course, y'all remember about 7-8 years ago, Beyonce had Obsessed, which was featuring, maybe it was like 10 years ago, 2010, 2011, something like that. But my question to you is, out of those two psychological thriller drama type movies, which one you like best? Do you like Mea Culpa or Obsessed? Which one are you picking?
I'm gonna pick Mia.
Really? You liked it that much? All right, what about you, KT?
I haven't seen Mia, but I'm gonna pick that because in Obsessed, Beyonce actually headbutted the woman. I don't know too many women who gonna headbutt somebody during a fight, so I'm gonna go with them.
And she wasn't good. Her acting, I think that was like one of her first movies.
Yeah, that was her first one. So go give me another one.
You touch my child? Beyonce, you doing the most.
KT ain't seen Beyonce the same. Every time you see it,
which one of y'all gonna headbutt somebody in the fight? Come on now.
That's what she said. She would.
You probably knock somebody out if you headbutt. All right, Miss Manhattan, have you seen Obsessed?
Yes, I have seen Obsessed. And I don't think that was her first movie because she was
wasn't her first movie.
Oh, yeah, Austin Powers.
Yeah, yes. She was. The first movie was the singing song, the thing on MTV. Yes. Remember, it was like her
Final Temptations.
No, it was Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen.
Carmen. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The hip hopper. Yeah, I'm going with Obsessed. I feel like the storyline was a little better, and the movie kind of like made sense altogether.
It was 2009, by the way.
Yeah, and Mea Culpa, I mean, they both did have, like, very sexy eye candy for us ladies, but, yeah, I'm going with Obsessed.
All right, I ain't seen Mea Culpa, so I'm going to have to leave, but I thought if that was a pretty cool question. All right, y'all, we're going to close the show with my yeet of the week, and I'm going to keep it super simple because we're running out of time. We love redemption stories. We talked about it, and no, I'm not giving my love to Caitlin Clark. I'm going to shout out Paige Beckers. That is right. Paige came out of high school as the number one prospect before we had Juju Mania, before we had Caitlin Clark getting deals to playing against men. Paige Beckers was on the face of every magazine. She was supposed to be the chosen one to take women's basketball into the next era, to usher them into a new generation of basketball, but she got injured not once, but twice. We're talking about a young lady who 2 years in a row, she saw her teammate game. She saw the league. She saw other rising stars pass her by and start getting all of this money. But two nights ago, Paige was able to set the record straight. She's now healthy. She came out fired and played an immaculate game, led UConn to the Final Four, upset the number one seed in Juju Watkins. So when she got on the stage, she gave all her glory to God. But the fact of the matter is this is a redemption story of somebody who came from despair, from injuries, not just one, but two injuries. And now she's back in the Final Four. Fun fact for y'all who's watching this, in 2004, UConn men's and women's won the Final Four. In 2014, UConn men's and women's won the Final Four. And in 2024, UConn men's and women's are both in the Final Four. So Paige Bueckers, for fighting adversity, for being tenacious, for being extraordinary and elite, you deserve a
yeet. All right, y'all, we got to wrap this up real, real quick. So let's do some shout outs. KD, who you shouting out this week?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out to my work people. Thank y'all for watching and participating in our questions, our crazy questions that we ask on the live.
All right, B. Jones.
Saturday, it is going down. Me and KT are going to San Antonio. So for all of our AAU teams and family, we're going to get to watch some good AAU ball. This is going to be really the first tournament of the year where we're going to get to see all the All-Americans. We're going to get to see all the superstars. They say this is going to be good on good all tournaments. So super excited about that. And then last but not least, I want to shout out my grandmother and my grandfather who just celebrated that. Check this out. Their 67th anniversary. I can't even imagine how they pulled that off, but it's black love. It's king and queen love. So shout out to Virtus and Theola Davis for making me, for one, but two, for being around this thing and hanging in there and loving on each other for such a massive three scores. All right, KT.
Every week our numbers are going higher and higher and higher. And today I think we reached the most people that have ever watched. With that said, if you're watching this right now, because it's saying there's a bunch of y'all looking, join us on YouTube. Make sure you're liking this video. If you're on Twitter, leave us some comments. We'd love to talk back to you. Just thank y'all for rocking us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're on mute, Pam.
Sorry, I got the last shout out. I would like to shout out my amazing father, who is 80 years old today. Oh, I cannot wait to turn up with everybody. We call him Poppy. Everybody calls him Poppy ever since Terrence was born. So shout out to my daddy. If you've never had a conversation with my daddy, you're missing out, because the man is funny. That's where I get my sense of humor from. Yeah. Love you, daddy.
T said cap.
First of all, why is he even in here? All right, y'all. That concludes our show this week. See y'all next time. Peace.
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk, and if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box. No bento, Legos in the end zone. Building on a hype from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass. And the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.